Left-wing group demands Democrats select woman for vice president. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 11, 2020. A coalition of liberal feminist organizations, many representing the abortion lobby, is demanding the 2020 Democrat nominee select a woman for the vice presidential position. The alliance puts forward in its letter a demand that women, particularly women of color, be selected to lead our country. The coalition continues. We are calling upon all presidential candidates to commit to appointing women who share our values of justice and equality to at least half of all presidential appointments, including the cabinet. Selecting a woman for vice president. Ensuring racial, religious, and gender identity representation for all presidential appointments. We know that the only way to guarantee that women's issues stay on the agenda is if women are the ones setting it, the coalition says, and adds. Our democracy has been taken hostage by an administration who has made a practice of transforming prejudice into public policy. We know there's a better tomorrow for us, and we call upon each presidential candidate to lead us there, making the road to justice and equality with women by his side. Ironically, a report released in November at OpenSecrets.org showed President Donald Trump is benefiting from a surge in large dollar donations to his re-election campaign from women in suburbs. Grace Haley at the research group that tracks money in U.S. politics wrote, "Suburban women, who power a significant electoral battleground, are a key demographic for 2020. Since Trump's inauguration, more than 7,000 women in suburban districts have given large dollar contributions to his campaign. That totals $8 million, the most of all candidates." Amy Kramer, chairwoman of Women for America First and co-founder and chair of Women for Trump PAC, told Breitbart News at the time, "It is no surprise that women are contributing to the president's campaign since many women in suburbs have families and children. Women are focused on issues that impact our children and our families, and President Trump is delivering results," she said, adding that, "when women contribute to his campaign, it's an easy donation when you know what you are going to get in return, and this president has followed through on his promises, and his policies have been good for women and their families. Not all women who support the president may be vocal about their support, but they are quietly doing their share to ensure another 4 years of America First with President Trump," Kramer added. To date, among the organizations that have signed the Liberal Women's Coalition letter are Women's March, Planned Parenthood, NARAL Pro-Choice America, Supermajority, Emily's List, She the People, National Women's Law Center Action Fund, and the American Federation of Teachers.